For the children's story. So the young children need to come down to the front where they can hear the story, and the older children can sit where you are and listen carefully. Uncle Bob is going to have a good story for us. Or is that Grandpa Bob? Okay. There are plates at the end of each row. Please hand them to the center, and the children will pick those up at the end.
Is this on yet? Okay, cool. Sometimes you don't know if you're turning things off instead of on. I see we're still getting juniors up here. We gave the first half of this talk in juniors. When I was about these guys' age right here, I had one of the most popular things to do that was in our church at Napa, California. My dad would take us places. And so he had an old 1955 Chevrolet pickup truck with runners on the sides and a rack on the top, and he would put the thing in granny gear, and we would go really, really slow. And of course, the truck went slow. We didn't. We ran up the mountain. We would come back down, jump on the truck. You know, no matter what we could do, we could catch up with that pickup truck in granny gear. But one of the things my dad taught me was to look at little things. So I remember one of the things that he showed us. We stopped at this place here. Sorry. We stopped at a place, and he showed us a plant, and it looked pretty normal to us, just a weed, but he broke the plant, and out of that plant came something. It looked white, and so he told us what it was. It was called milkweed. Well, what's a milkweed? Can you drink milk?
Yeah.
Can you drink milk out of a milkweed? Not so much. It doesn't taste as good. Of course, we tried it. It wasn't that good. It was better than the time that I tried eating a berry with a bug on the backside. The berry was much better. However, there was another thing on the backside of this thing. Not only was milk coming out of the thing, but there was something else there. There was a whole bunch of little spots on the backside. They looked like, well, like sand, but they weren't. They were eggs. Now, this wasn't like chicken eggs. These were little. Yeah, they're really, really ones, and they're stuck on the up and bottom side of the weed. Okay, these guys, once they hatched out, became a caterpillar, and they ate only one thing. They ate that one weed, milkweed. That's it. They didn't want to eat anything else. They just ate it, drank the milk, everything. That was their whole life. It was kind of cool. The thing is, once they started eating that stuff, they started growing, and they would grow really fast. So let's see, in a couple of weeks' time, they would be a caterpillar crawling all over the place there. And yeah, now this caterpillar grew. And if you grew the same as that in 2 weeks' time, from the time you were born, 2 weeks later, you'd be the size of a truck. No, not a pickup truck either. It was like 30,000 pounds. That's a lot. That's a lot of fast growing. Yeah. You probably don't eat that much. These guys would tromp around there just eating. That's it. They just eat all the time. And as they got a little bit older, naturally, they got fat. Well, they're not like us. They didn't have to go on a diet. They would shed their skin just like a snake. And they would shed their skin about five times. The first four times, they came out caterpillar, ready to chomp down more weeds. Yeah.
The eggs from butterflies, they hatch from eggs to caterpillars. And when caterpillars go to cocoons, they actually turn into butterflies also.
Yeah. Now, I have to apologize sometimes. I mean, I'm not sure I can hear your questions or answers, so I've had to drop most of my question-answer things. Yeah, it's okay. I got, you know, she'll help me if I miss something. However, you know, these guys, the last time, after five times shedding your skin and becoming a caterpillar, the last time they would shed their skin, they turned into something else. They had something on the backside of them, and it was like a spider. And if you've never seen a spider make a web, he has little spinets on the backside, and it sprays out this stuff, and it becomes web. Well, the caterpillar does the same thing. And he makes kind of a little web, but it's a caterpillar home instead. And so he sprays this stuff out. And I actually have some here. Oh, I forgot. I brought some over here, and it had a caterpillar inside of it, and I took my Bible and put it on top of it, and shall we say that he was in distress. It didn't do him any good. The cocoon's kind of like squashed flat. However, it does look a little bit, he just spins the thing, but it's an amazing thing, because while he's in there, something funny happens. Now, you have to understand, this caterpillar, he's been walking around on legs all this time and chomping things up. But on this time, he doesn't chomp anything up anymore. In fact, he gets inside of this cocoon and something starts happening to him. And you know what it is.
Yeah, he dissolves, and his skin dissolves, his little legs dissolve, and he turns into a type of liquid.
Yep, he just turns into a liquid. He had legs, he had a mouth, he had skin, everything turned into a liquid. Now you got to understand, this is just like a glass of juice, only a little thicker. How can anything like that do that? Well, it wasn't very long after that before he started reforming himself. And this time as he reformed, he ended up not with caterpillar legs and stuff, but he ended up with wings and a body and legs. In fact, he had some really interesting things about him. One of the things that he had was he had a tongue. I guess it's a tongue. It sort of rolls out from the front where your mouth should be, and it would get really long, and he could, you know, when he was flying, he would stick that into a flower and he could suck nectar out. It's kind of neat. How many of you guys have a little straw that comes out of your mouth and you can drink your juice with it? And that's what he is born with. Another thing he could do, and you're going to love this one here, he could taste things really well. How did he taste them? Well, just... Okay. Thank you very much, and you are a huge help. This is really frustrating because I can't hear very well. However, now this guy here, he had a way of eating that you would love really well. Now let's just say that you had a birthday party, and your mom just made you the best cake, the one you really like. And you walk in there, and the first thing you say is, I wonder how it would taste. And so you don't want to fool around with taking a piece of cake. Not if you're a butterfly. You take your foot and you promptly put your foot right in the middle of the cake. Oh, that tastes really good. Oh, yes. No, that's not how you eat, is it? But a caterpillar does. He puts his feet down and he can taste with his feet. Yep. No, we got a picture of him. He's not eating, he's eating ice cream in this picture right here. You can't see it very well, but you can see the foot. Oh, what a delicious, succulent piece of ice cream that is. Oh, yeah, you know what? Being a caterpillar has to really be a joy. You know, they have an eyes. Their eyes, if you put your eyes underneath a microscope, you got two eyes, see? The caterpillar has what they call compound eyes, 100 eyes on each side. And when he sees a picture, he sees 100 pictures on each side. It's got to be confusing. So... Now,
no,
there's,
no,
what's that?
Saying, he said until he turns into a butterfly.
Yeah, you guys are going to all want to be butterflies. Now, take a look at this here. When I was your age, I was running all over the place catching butterflies because those who were wiser than me thought that was better than getting into trouble.
Like
look at these over here. You notice something about them?
They're not butterflies. They're
moths. I caught all these guys in a forest that was very dark. And it was leaves, dead leaves all over the place. If you guys don't know, there's the butterflies there.
Are those
and the one we're looking at is, it looks like a leaf.
What is it?
And this in here, when it lands, it folds its wings up. And when it does that, it disappears. Just disappears. If he doesn't move, he looks so much like a leaf, you can't find him. Now, why would he do that? Yes.
Actually,
if a bird comes up there, he'd be biting every leaf in the forest before he found this guy, unless the guy moves.
Yeah,
it's really kind of neat.
That's why it actually some animals have.
Now, this one over here, this one really isn't a butterfly. This one's a moth. But what's he got here?
Whoa.
That's
actually, I see why
That's really cool eyes. This is a moth that's got eyes on it. Okay?
Right.
Here's another one with little eyes. He's called a little, what is he? He has a buckeye. And he's got six or eight eyes on each side. Yeah. Now, this one here is a tiger swallowtail. A tiger swallowtail looks a little bit like a tiger, right? He's got stripes.
Yes, he does.
And the one above him, that was a really rare one. We had a hard time finding him. It's called a pale swallowtail. These were really... Now, this one over here, this is called a painted lady. Look how pretty he is with all the little dots.
It's painted.
Now, well, okay. We had a lot of fun when we were watching these things. And, you know, we could have gotten in trouble if we were telling everybody we were chasing painted ladies. But they were butterflies. Now, the backside of this is the same butterfly, and I just flipped him upside down. Just like I did with these butterflies here that disappear. The backside looks like a leaf, and it just disappears. This guy here, he looks really flashy.
The one next to the painted lady looks blends in with logs in the forest also.
Oh, yeah. Now, this is the one we really want to talk about today.
Ooh,
this one here, I thought I would bring something for you to see. Okay? Push the button right there. Oh, look at that. Wow. Where did I find one of those so early in the year? There he goes. He's flying around now.
It's the butterfly right there.
I have to confess, this butterfly down here is a real butterfly. This one here is man-made. It's fluttering around inside of there only when you push the button. Now, that's pretty good. Now, how good your eyesight? See if you can see the little wires in there that make him flutter, because he really looks like a butterfly. I've never seen anything like it. It's incredible. I thought about the technology that scientists had to come up with to make this guy look like a real butterfly fluttering around and everything.
That's really cool.
Yeah. But you know what? The technology of this right here is nothing compared to the technology of a real butterfly. Remember, I told you that this butterfly was a liquid intelligence, that everything smart about that butterfly turned into a liquid. When he got out, let me tell you, this butterfly had things that you didn't even know. Because later on in life, after he gets done, you know, fluttering around and eating milkweeds and stuff, this one here, called a monarch, flies south. And when he flies south, he ends up landing in the same place every year. Now, that's sort of strange. I mean, butterflies can fly around, that's true. But these guys here always went the same place. How did they know to do that? How is it that a butterfly that started out as that little pin-like egg was smart enough to know which way south was? Now, when it got a little bit cold, they headed south. If it got cold outside, would you guys remember how to find south? Where's south? Anybody know? Is it over there?
This way.
Over there?
Yeah,
okay.
This one.
No.
That's east. That's
okay.
That's
right.
South.
And you can tell because the sun goes from east to west, so north must be that way and south must be that way.
South's that way.
I think. Okay.
Yeah,
now, somebody's wrong here, but you know what? Millions of butterflies can't be wrong. They all fly south. So even though we might be wrong, the butterflies head down there. And on their way, they fly so high, some of them were seen by jet airplanes going by 29,000 feet up. And they would find good winds, so they didn't have to fly the whole way. They would just find a wind going that way. If the wind was going the other way, they got out of the wind. They're smart enough to do that. God made them that way. When they got there, they would land on a tree, and there would be so many of them on the tree, it would bend the limbs down. In a several-acre area, if they came from the west of the United States, west of the Rocky Mountains, they all went down to California at San Juan Capistrino. Yep, there's your picture right there. You know, I really appreciate your help there, Jake. I almost forgot to show the picture. Look at all the butterflies. It looks like a butterfly tree, but you know what? It's just a normal tree, except when the butterflies land on it. Yep. The scientists tagged the butterfly, and they can tell that he always went to some of them went to the same tree the next time.
Whoa,
but how did they do that? Because the butterfly flew down there and back, but then he just laid an egg. She laid an egg. And the egg hatched out. So the next butterfly had never been there before. It was just there, and they knew to do it. Now, you know, it's interesting because God made these things. And when you start looking at what they do, they know north and south. They know how to fly down there. They know what kind of plant to eat. And if God can make them that good, just like this here, it flies around, but it doesn't go anywhere, stays in the jar. It doesn't have little eggs that turn into new ones. This one here will always be the same butterfly, never turns into a new one. God made these butterflies so they could make new butterflies. This one was made by man, and the butterfly was made by God. Now, if God made the butterfly that good, think what he made you to do. This butterfly just flies around, lands on trees and stuff. You were made to do so much more. And God has seen you the way you're going to be someday. It makes you really valuable, doesn't it? Yes. You guys have a chance to be something that nothing else in the whole world can be. You know, God has a plan for you. And so you guys think about that. As you grow up, try to be what God has planned you out to be. And remember the butterfly. He didn't plan for you to be a nothing. You're really going to be important. Okay, it's time for you to go to seats.